Radio Catskill held a ribbon-cutting ceremony at its new studios in Liberty. Years in the making, friends, volunteers, and staff, along with elected officials, joined Radio Catskill to help usher in this new era of public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Here's General Manager Tim Bruno.
Because it's not just one person that's done this, it's everybody in the community, everybody on our board, led by Kirsten Foster, and everybody that came before me, including Dan Rigney, who's here to join us as well, and our volunteers, Val, we've got Patricio from staff, Jason over there, staff too, and also just, you know, the support of everybody make this dream a reality. It's been a long time, and thanks to the generosity of Barbara Martinson's, who donated this property, which many of you know as the Catskill Harvest Market. I'll show you where the counter was when you go in. Then all the different board members, all the different volunteers throughout the years that helped get this across the finish line. Some of you were here just last year, just July last year when we did the groundbreaking. And look where we are now. We have opened up, we're broadcasting. You'll notice there's a few little things that still need to be accomplished, and a couple of workers in there installing some lights, but we're here and we're very happy.
When the new mixing boards arrived and were installed at the new station, Bruno shared a conversation he had with program director Jason Dole.
Early on when the boards went in, the new boards, Jason looked at them and he was like, wow, we're building a radio station. Like, yeah, we're building a radio station. And then he went on to say something I won't forget. He said, we're building that not for us, but for everybody that comes after us and for the whole community. So that's true. It's not about me. It's not about him. Public radio is for the public. And we are here to steward it for this community and the communities that come after us. So thank you so much for your support of public radio for the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Assemblywoman for the 100th District, Aileen Gunther, who was in attendance at the ceremony, had this to say.
Well, thank you for all the work you've done on this project. You know, as I go back in the years I've been here, I shouldn't date myself, but it's over 40 years in Sullivan County. And this radio station has really brought all of the community community issues to all of our communities. And it's very, very special to all of us. And I was glad to be able to help. It's important to all of us in the community. And we want to thank you for the efforts that you've done. I see all of our friends here from around our community, ones that really enjoy this radio station. So thank you very much.
Jamie Schmeiser, president and CEO of the Sullivan County Chamber of Commerce, presented a certificate of recognition to the station at the ceremony.
And I just want to say this is a great, great facility. If you haven't seen it yet, please take the tour. Absolutely beautiful and state of the art. And welcome to the new WJFF Radio Catskill. Congratulations.
Kirsten Foster, Radio Catskill Board President, thanked all who helped make this move from our former location in Jeffersonville to Liberty.
So honored to be here and to finally see this in reality. When I started on the board 4 years ago, it was a vision. Dan was leading the station at the time, but it was like the unicorn that, you know, no one thought they could ever catch. So it feels like we might have found the unicorn and we're finally there. So it's great. And I'd also like to say, you know, we haven't moved all that far, but we're really excited to be in Liberty. So we're thankful and excited to kind of partner with a new town here in Liberty and be part of that community. So thank you. And you know, we've been 32 years till now, and we have with this a lot more chapters to write for at least the next 30 years. So we hope you all help us write them. Thank you.
For Radio Catskill, I'm Patricio Rubio.